I hate getting teased for being short. My cousins always make fun of me because I'm not tall like them.
I'm sorry your cousins tease you about being short. I know what it's like to be teased too. Hi, and welcome to a brand new week right here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Have you ever gotten teased about the way you look? Maybe you're shorter than your friends, or maybe you're tall for your age, or you might have a lot of freckles, or maybe you wear braces. Just remember this, no matter how you look, God has big plans for you. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." Now our story is called Tiny Seeds. Gianna and her cousins were spending the day at Grandpa's house. "Will you measure us, Grandpa?" asked Alex. "I want to see how tall I am." "All right." Grandpa followed them to the wall where he had been measuring them since they were toddlers. He made a mark on the wall for each of them and wrote their name and date beside it. "I'm the tallest!" exclaimed Alex. "Gianna, you're not even as tall as I was when I was 9, and you're 10," said Joy. "Gianna is a shorty," said Alex, grinning. Gianna's cheeks grew hot. She hated being teased for her size. "Enough," said Grandpa. "Come with me." He led the cousins to his garden shed. "Hold out your hands." Grandpa placed a large white seed in Alex's hand, a smaller yellow seed in Joy's hand, and a tiny black seed in Gianna's hand. "Of course I get the tiny, unimportant seed," Gianna thought, "just like me." Grandpa pointed to an open gardening book. "Alex, tell us about your seed." "My seed is a lima bean," Alex said, looking at the information in the book. "They grow into plants that are 15 inches to 9 feet tall." Alex looked at the seed in his hand. "This seed is tiny to grow so big." "Let me see mine," said Joy, pushing Alex aside. "My seed is corn. The plants grow 7 to 10 feet tall. That's bigger than yours, Alex." Alex frowned. "But your seed is smaller than mine." "My seed is a mustard seed," said Gianna. "It grows a tree 20 feet tall. It produces purple fruit, and in some places, people use the branches to brush their teeth." "No way," said Alex. "All that from a tiny seed?" "It isn't how big the seed is that matters," said Grandpa. "What matters is what God created it to do." He smiled at the kids. "That's true for us, too. The Bible says those who have faith in Jesus are new creations. He's made us new people and given us the Holy Spirit to help us do the good things He wants us to do." Gianna thought about the tiny seed growing into an amazing tree. It wasn't unimportant after all. "If this seed can grow a tree," she said, smiling, "just imagine what we can do." Well, how about you? Do you ever feel like you're too small to do anything important? What matters is how big God is and what He's created you to do. If you have faith in Jesus, He's given you the Holy Spirit so you can do great things that show others His love. Just like a tiny seed can grow into a huge tree, God can use you in amazing ways as He builds His kingdom. Be content where God has placed you and trust Him to show you how you can serve Him. Our key verse is Ephesians 2:10.
"For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so He can do the good things He planned for us long ago."
And our key thought for today, God created you to do great things. Hey, thanks for taking the time to listen to Keys for Kids today. I hope that you'll share it with a friend, and then I'll catch you both back here tomorrow. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.